I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Roger Hennigan Gilson reports for the Times Union that on March 21st, Coxsackie Village voters will choose between incumbent Republican Mark Evans and Democrat Veronica Foley for mayor. Foley became involved in village politics because of the development of the Newberry Boutique Hotel. The hotel is attached to an event center on the village waterfront and broke village zoning rules and undermined permissions granted by the village planning board, creating more opposition in Coxsackie. The Newberry got a stop work order by the village, but then several residents, including Foley, found it had been built with an extra floor, one of several unapproved variations of the plan. Foley started a newsletter about the building project and eventually other village government news. If she wins the election, Foley says she will continue the newsletter, quote, but on a wider scale, unquote. Evans is up for his eighth term as village mayor. He grew up in Coxsackie and is the vice president of the state telephone company, founded by his great-grandfather. Evans is also a former paramedic and president of Greene County Paramedics. Evans crows about an upgrade of the village's water system and a $3 million state grant to install a water tank to back up the system in case of water main breaks under his watch. And recently, Coxsackie won a $4.5 million New York Forward grant that Evans wants to use to address the local affordable housing crisis. Evans said, quote, I want to try and do everything I can to ensure that my kids, who both graduated the high school here and work in the area, will have a place where they will be always be able to afford in Coxsackie, unquote. But Foley believes winning the grant works against Evans because of his administration's lack of transparency. She said that she is concerned that picking the final project list would involve, quote, opaqueness, unquote, from the village, and she pledged open communication and transparency as mayor. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that hunters in Greene County killed 43 bears during the 2022 hunting season. Statewide, hunters killed 1,318 bears. But Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sega said, quote, New York's black bear populations remain robust, particularly in the Catskill and Adirondack regions. Regulated bear hunting is a necessary tool for population management, especially with numbers increasing in recent years. I'm pleased to see hunters across the state logged another successful and safe bear hunting season, unquote. The area of New York that includes Greene, Schoharie, and Delaware and Ulster counties had the largest number of bears harvested per 100 square miles, according to the DEC. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that New York nursing homes will no longer require negative COVID-19 tests for entry, State Department of Health officials announced on March 17th. Acting State Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald said, quote, enabling families to visit their loved ones safely remains a priority for the Department of Health. Our new guidance aligns with CMS guidance and recommends that facilities use passive screening, which includes providing visitor and staff education on COVID-19 signs and symptoms and post-instructional signage throughout the facility, unquote. In other words, anything goes now at state nursing homes, and there will be signs. Wearing a face mask and hand washing may be suggested, but not required. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.